Over the last decade, Arnold Schwarzenegger has become a superstar with such films as Terminator and True Lies. Film critic John Powers looks at his new film, Eraser, to see what it reveals about the meaning of Arnold Schwarzenegger's stardom.
Hollywood liberals are constantly being accused of subverting American values. So what are we to make of that avowed conservative, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Not only are his movies sociopathically violent, but they're far more cynical about America than anything Oliver Stone has ever made. In his new film, Eraser, Arnold plays John Kruger, the star agent in the government's witness protection program. He's been dubbed the Eraser not simply because he erases his clients' pasts, but because he also erases anything that gets in his way. Cars, doors, buildings, dozens of people. Kruger is assigned to protect a woman named Lee, who's exposing an arms deal with international terrorists. This, of course, makes her a target for the bad guys. And talk about cynical. Not only are these murderers corporate execs and high government officials, but they're assisted by so many crooked G-men that you wonder if the only honest FBI agents left are Scully and Mulder from the X-Files. But no matter. With the Eraser around, Lee is safe from all the bullets and explosions.
Are you hit?
What?
Are you hurt? Are you bleeding?
I don't think so. Are they following us?
No. Just calm down. You're gonna be fine.
I'm not gonna be fine. Look, they just tried to kill me. And Daryl's dead.
Lee, you are alive. And I'll keep you that way.
The whole movie is a series of getaways, including one spectacular bit, which has Arnold jumping from a jet without a parachute. Still, director Chuck Russell is something of a reverse Midas. He's taken a $100 million budget and made a movie that, on the whole, looks shockingly cheap and shoddy. There's one scene with crocodiles so laughably fakey, they seem to have escaped from some cheesy 50s horror picture like The Giant Crab. Hollywood people call movies like Eraser actor-proof, meaning that it can't be done in by bad acting. As if to prove the point, the role of Lee has been given to singer Vanessa Williams, whose line readings are as flat as her body is curvaceous. Not that Lee is much of a character to begin with. Although she's supposed to be a high-powered career woman, she makes the odd fashion statement of going braless while running for her life from scores of hitmen. Then again, who cares about her anyway? Eraser is designed as a star vehicle for Schwarzenegger, who's sort of the Olivier of the actor-proof movie. Audiences don't go to the theater to see Arnold act. He's a special effect in his own movies. The role that made him was the Terminator, the humanoid hitman who kept stalking his prey, even as his mechanical body was being dismembered. Schwarzenegger has pursued stardom in roughly the same spirit, with one unnerving difference. He just keeps getting bigger. He's become the world's top movie star, a self-made trademark every bit as ubiquitous as Coke or Big Mac. Of course, the greatest movie stars always offer something more than just a trademark. They embody an existential dimension that stirs something profound in the audience. There's the skin-deep cynicism of Humphrey Bogart, the conflicted paternalism of John Wayne, or the hep-cat cool of grinning Jack Nicholson, who isn't afraid to tell the boss to shove it. Even Clint Eastwood has a vast inner life churning behind that great stony face. Not so Schwarzenegger, whose on-screen brutality can be so cheerful because both he and his movie seem devoid of any kind of meaning or psychological weight. The only value his work expresses is his careerism. It wasn't so long ago that when people went to the movies, they were drawn into the characters and dreamed of being the actors who played them. Eraser may stir-fry our nerve ends, but it has no inner mystery with which we can connect, and it leaves us with nothing and no one to take away from the theater. Who among us really dreams of being Arnold Schwarzenegger?
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.